we're not going anywhere. We want to continue to work with people. We want to continue to make information available as it becomes available to us. And particularly as a Floridian, I do recognize, and the president recognizes that just because there wasn't oil somewhere doesn't mean impacts aren't being felt in terms of the local economy and tourism.
She added that the oil disaster is another reminder that now's the time to start taking clean energy seriously.
This does have to sit within the broader debate we need to have in this country about what is our energy future. Why aren't we taking the steps to require the use of renewables, to require better battery technology, so that we can lead the world in creating clean energy jobs here in the United States?
While participants in today's roundtable discussion, including political leaders and tourism officials, as well as scientists and environmental activists, agreed, many stressed what needs to be done in the short term. St. Petersburg Mayor Bill Foster said Tampa Bay has gotten the shaft when it comes to advertising dollars to trumpet the cleanliness of Pinellas beaches.
We're kind of the forgotten children down here, and the businesses have been ignored because they don't have the oil problem, it's the oil perception problem that's keeping people away.
Perception has had a twofold effect on local seafood restaurants, says Patricia Hubbard. She's the CFO of an enterprise that includes Hubbard's Marina and the Friendly Fishermen in Madeira Beach. She said business in July dropped 20% over last year, a year that already saw low revenues due to the recession.
Didn't feel anything as far, economically at first. We felt rage, very angry, and then very, very scared. But then through June and definitely through July, we saw a fall off of tourism. But then the second effect, because we have a local seafood restaurant, we ran into folks' opposition to eating seafood, the fear, the perception of contamination, eating shrimp, oysters, fish from the Gulf of Mexico. And it has hurt us dramatically.
Hubbard said she has filed a claim to recover lost revenues from BP for June and will file one for July as well. But the claims process hasn't been easy for those in Pinellas feeling the strain due to oil. Tradewind's chief operating officer, Keith Overton, said that the St. Pete Beach Resort has lost $1.7 million since Deepwater Horizon exploded. He added that to date, he's only heard of one or two large claims in Florida that have gotten paid.
We have businesses that aren't getting paid in the claims process, and all of that will be for nothing if they don't survive. And if they go out of business, then none of this matters. And, you know, if we can't get the money paid to them timely, and the biggest issue right now with getting it paid is their argument becomes, how long will the effects be? Nobody knows. So BP is apprehensive about paying beyond 2 or 3 years, and the industry feels that we should be paid for claims that would go on longer than that. And so if we continue to argue about it and no emergency funds or supplemental monies make it to the businesses that don't have cash flow, then the argument continues on and businesses fail along the way. And we look back and go, what happened to tourism?
Browner insisted that the Obama administration would make BP pay. But while BP was the clear supervillain to those whose concerns were primarily economic, the scientific and environmental communities weren't exactly happy with the White House. Frank Jacalone is Florida staff director for the Sierra Club. He said the federal government's announcement that most of the leaked oil is gone was misleading.
The administration has gone a little too far in saying that most of the oil is gone. They really don't know that. Independent scientists jumped all over the report that they released on Tuesday, saying, how could you possibly come up with this report, you know, in such a short period of time? And most of the data was not released.
But Browner said the assertion was made with what the administration thought was the best information at the time.
If we had 100 scientists in this room, we'd have 100 points of view in this room. What the government attempted to do was take all of the information we had about what had happened, analyze it, send it to scientists outside of the government, ask them to analyze it, and then make it available.
USF Marine Science Dean Bill Hogarth said government agencies have been less than helpful in the wake of the disaster and even scoffed at his research team when they said there were gigantic underwater plumes, something that's been overwhelmingly confirmed.
I got lambasted by Coast Guard and NOAA when we said there was subsurface oil.
Mm-hmm.
We got, I mean, really, honestly, treated very badly.
Hogarth said USF has also had to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars of its own money to research the effects of oil in the Gulf. Bronner said this research is essential, but maintained that scientists will always disagree. Meanwhile, the USF research vessel Weatherbird 2 is scheduled to leave this hour on a 10-day research mission to study the effects of subsurface oil. Kendra Daly is a biological oceanographer at USF. She said the mission of the trip is all-encompassing.
They will be going up into the northern Gulf of Mexico to investigate the impact of BP oil and dispersants on the marine ecosystem. And we will be comparing those results with observations and measurements obtained on earlier cruises that were in that area, as well as other measurements that were taken on the West Florida shelf in a non-oil-impacted region.